Even before the names of the interim government were announced, Tunisians were on the streets calling for its ouster. The protesters chanted, "Go people, out with the dictatorship," calling for the ruling RDC party of ex-president Zine El Abidine Ben Ali to leave. Protesters chanted on the main Habib Bourguiba Boulevard in front of riot police and soldiers manning tanks, their guns at the ready. There were sounds of gunfire and helicopters flying overhead for a fourth day in a row. Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi, a vestige of the old government, is expected to name an interim cabinet to take charge until elections, promised within 2 months. According to reports, a few members of the opposition are to be included, but will not carry key portfolios, such as the foreign and interior ministries. But protesters like 23-year-old Alam want all the old guard out.
The government should be another form, not this form. It should be a saving government.
The protesters include people of all ages, like 46-year-old Lamia, who works at the Tunisian finance ministry, which was closed following the weekend riots and protests.
On a lutté pour enlever l'ancien.
Lamia said Tunisians did not stage weeks of riots and protests aimed to oust the old regime just to see it back again in the new interim government. She does not believe the country is ready for elections in 2 months. She thinks it will take at least a year to establish a real democracy. A number of analysts and political activists have voiced the same opinion. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Tunis.